friends and family. Whoa, what a month. The mantra for the month is, it works. It seems so much has happened in a short time. A couple of big milestones passed this month, and we're looking forward to more in the coming months. Plus, we're loving it and thriving here. We see doors being open, relationships being built, and a vision of where all this is headed coming to fruition. We have had several opportunities to love and serve the people around us and regularly see God's protection and generous provision. This dream, this vision of reaching the deaf in Canton Valencia is becoming a reality. Praise the Lord. First, let me tell you about the family workshops we started up in the mountains. Beforehand, it was more than a little nerve-wracking. We had no idea how it was going to go or what we should expect. I was not 100% sure that it was all set up correctly with the village leaders. However, when we showed up, the people had just finished cleaning the salon for us, aka the community center, and it all went down according to plan. You don't know what a big deal that is. Sometimes it feels like plans here are a dream of the past. We had 5 deaf show up, all with at least one person from their family. Several brought more than one person. About 15 people in total. This is a big deal. Then, about a dozen village leaders sat through the entire workshop. It went so well. We've had some bad weather since then, and traveling has been hard for them and us. But we had some of the same deaf and their families return. And they are getting it. It works. To always be working with a deaf person and someone from their family has become a major priority of mine. We can nurture family relationships and work with a potential future translator if the Lord so moves. Can you imagine the effect of this? We could be ministering to the families and providing opportunities for the hearing family members just as well. They could be advocating and communicating on behalf of the deaf. Plus, it also creates an opportunity for them to learn another language. You should see the families that I've been following up with. They are over the moon with it all. It's exciting. It works. Another one of the priorities we are developing is to partner with existing institutions and systems. That being said, I've been meeting with the local pastor. Sometimes we pray, sometimes we do an impromptu Bible study together. Another time, he was struggling with how to finish the bathrooms at their church. So I was able to teach him about a septic system. And then we went down the road to Valencia, and I showed him the system that the Doppenbergs built for the salon in the village. I introduced him to the leaders there, and they told him how happy they were with the system and whatnot. Then, another time, we went to some other villages and met with more pastors. All these connections are just falling into my lap, and I get to share God's heart for the deaf with each of them, and just encourage each other and so forth. Who knows where this is going to go, but it works. Also, another thing happened. As I said, the weather has been pretty gnarly. The other Wednesday, the pastor of our church in Jutiapa got cut off from the church because the road was blocked. So he called an hour and a half beforehand and asked if I could preach at the service, all in Spanish. Praise the Lord. I've been meditating and working through the parable of the great banquet in Luke 14, so it was fresh. I jammed out a few phrases into the translator that I knew I needed to practice in Spanish, which would be helpful in this sermon. Sarah drove while I practiced. Then I used the method and technique I learned and practiced during the doctoral program and was able to preach without notes. It went fairly decent. I think I still sound like a first grader, but the message did get out. We are just loving it there, and serving at our local church is a privilege. All in all, it works. You guys, it's incredible how it's going and the doors that God is opening. I could share several other really neat stories and opportunities we've had, but I'm limited on time and space here. It is a privilege to serve and live like this. Thank you for being a part of this and enabling us to be in the field. It's only because so many are supporting us financially, praying with us, and just encouraging us. This is making a difference. We have high hopes and are encouraged by how things are looking. Hopefully after the prayer meeting, when we are just hanging out on the Zoom call, we can share some more of the things that have been happening. Or if you get bored, give me a call some other time. We can always plan a call if that works better. It's just a neat work to reach out to people who have been completely locked away in isolation. This mission, the vision that we have been given, well, it works. We have been in the thick of rainy season for the last couple of weeks. Recently, some records were set for how much and how fast the rains have been coming. The Doppenbergs knocked it out of the park and came in clutch for some families here in town. They have been helping replace mattresses and working on helping more people who have totally lost their homes. I would guess about 40 homes suffered major flood damage. It definitely made me feel less concerned with pushing the inch of water out of our house. We had it easy. People are saying that every bridge was underwater at one point. It was a little nuts. Having friends with experience and connections is so good, especially to see how to serve here better. We were not a part of this, but watching them has got my wheels turning. We'll see what happens next with all this. There is so much to say, but I really need to get this out. The regular monthly prayer meeting is set for tomorrow, July 9th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The link is in your email. I hope that you can make it. If not, reach out another time to set something up. Thank you for praying with us, even if you can't make it to the meeting. Thank you for loving and supporting us so well. It works. The July Prayer Guide. The praises. Praise God for the special time that my mom's side of the family had honoring Papa Pete a week ago for a celebration of life gathering in Idaho. I'm feeling on a whole nother level the cost it takes to be here when we are missing out on these important things. But the report from the family is good. The Lord was honored along with remembering Grandpa, specifically the constant joy that Grandpa always had about him. Praise that no homes were lost in the recent storm in the villages we are serving. Although it is very wet up there, and lots of the roads are impassable because of mudslides, I do know of three villages that still don't have power. Apparently this is normal for the power to be out for long periods of time for them. Praise for the friends and the church family we are developing. Praise for the opportunity to preach. Praise God for the men in the church that God is stirring up who are interested in our work. One has come up with me to see it, and another is trying to. They are both great assets to the work and as friends, too. It is so neat to share God's heart for the deaf with other Guatemalans. We see this as a developing role of ours here. Praise for the movie night we helped put on with one of my mountain pastor friends. It was something pulled from Pastor Mike's playbook to just have a fun family activity as a church family. It seemed to bless that church body. I bet this kind of thing leads to more opportunities and whatnot. Praise God for the Doppenbergs family, for the Doppenberg family's example of serving well with their mission, Dig Ministries. Our regular interactions benefit both of us, and I'm learning a lot from their experience in this area. Praise for the many open doors and connections. This is incredible. Praise, it looks like the Doppenbergs got the construction of the new medical clinic fully funded in Valencia. The first team of doctors is scheduled for the end of the month. The construction is coming along great. Praise that the English class has continued. However, it's a little bit of a bummer that we're down to only two students. They're working really hard, so it still seems worth it. We are done with that at the end of the month. I'm not sure we'll start that back up again right now. Praise that Levi bounced through having dengue fever really well. He's recovering fast. Praise we got the boys' passports renewed down here in Guatemala. No problem. praised Jeff and Ann Newman, Sarah's dad and bonus mom, for spoiling the boys and Sarah on a trip to Maine. Jeff and Ann had already moved back there for the summer when we were in California, so they missed seeing them. The family has been getting tons of awesome, delicious home-cooked food, playing on the farm, experiencing the small-town country life, along with many outings. Plus, Sarah got to go golfing with Jeff. It will be a 4th of July they will never forget. Our prayer request for the month. Pray for our residency process. It is challenging, but Sarah is getting it done. Then Katie Newman, Molly Norbrin, and the Bobadillas are all rock stars by pushing and helping a ton from the states on this process as well. Pray for the deaf we are connecting with, that they continue to come to the workshops with their families, and for the time I get to spend with them during the week. Pray for Grandma as she adjusts to the life without her other half. Also pray for Mom and Uncle Rick and the family. Pray for more language. There's been so much improvement, but I think this will be an ongoing request for a while. It is such a God thing how far we've come, but we still see an opportunity to grow. Pray for wisdom and discernment regarding how to love, serve, and live among so many opportunities to do so. It's a challenge to know where to engage, specifically when, according to our standards and the Western way of thinking, sometimes it feels like everything's in a crisis. For a couple of days this month, I've been basically stuck and more discouraged than I'd like to admit. Pray for the leadership of our community as they deal with the storm damage. They try to keep the bridges up and keep the town safe and functioning. Pray for our housing situation. I do have a few irons in the fire, but we should most likely move soon. The sewer, the flooding, the leaks are problems that are kind of escalating into a bigger deal. Pray that we find some more key connections and workers or co-laborers to help us with this huge mission of bringing first a language, then the gospel to this unreached group in the mountains. Pray for the medical clinic project. Pray for the medic clinic project, that it will be done and ready for the first team of the doctors at the end of the month. This is also the first time this particular team will be down here with the Doppenbergs. There are a lot of moving pieces and dynamics with that. As a family, we are planning on being right in the middle of that week of clinics, helping translate and such. You guys, thank you so much for listening and praying and supporting us. Be blessed, the Johnsons.